A shaky truce is holding in the Iraqi city of Fallujah, 3 weeks after U.S. Marines launched their big offensive there. The city remains surrounded by Marines, but insurgents operate with impunity in most of the town. On Friday, the top U.S. Marine commander warned the guerrillas have days, not weeks, to turn over their weapons to Fallujah's tribal and religious leaders. And senior administration officials say President Bush has been consulting with military commanders this weekend on the Fallujah standoff. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS is in Fallujah with the 1st Marine Division. Eric, 3 weeks ago, there was a big offensive in Fallujah. There were a lot of casualties. Is there any sign a new Marine offensive is imminent?
Cheryl, it doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. There's been a new agreement reached which calls for some joint patrolling that would happen between the Marines and the Iraqi security forces. Earlier, we had been seeing signs of a buildup, but that sort of tension and that planning seems to have eased, and what we're now entering is a new phase in the operations of the Marines here.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the joint patrols. Hasn't there been talk of this for some time?
Yes, in fact, there were Iraqi security forces and army units that were trained before this whole offensive started. Many of them actually left their posts, didn't show up. Some of them did. Some of them took some casualties during the offensive. But that was a couple weeks ago. Now what we're into is a new training operation, and then these patrols will actually be headed with both Marines and Iraqi security forces into some of these trouble spots.
Well, Eric, the U.S. military has been demanding that the insurgents turn over their weapons. Is there any sign the guerrillas are finally complying with that demand?
Well, so far, that whole weapons turn-in program has been pretty much of a bust. It's interesting, too, that when this whole offensive kicked off, there were a lot of demands for the perpetrators of the killings of the four Americans who were killed on March 31st. We haven't been given any public briefings on that since that time. So we're not sure if that demand has been dropped, but it's certainly not being talked about anymore.
Eric Kneeler is with the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you, Cheryl.